All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. So good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us tonight on our Zoom presentation. So this is kind of the first time that we've done this. So those of you that have participated in the grants workshop for the matching grant in the past, you'll know that this is an entirely different format and an entirely different venue than what we've normally done. Usually we would be sitting in the administration building upstairs in the conference room going over all of this. But in light of current circumstances, we are doing this digitally. And so bear with us if we have any technical difficulties, but we appreciate you joining us tonight this evening. My name is Brian Crooks, and I am the Interim Planning Services Manager for Richland County. So who I am and what do? So I currently serve as the Planning Services Manager. So I oversee the division, which includes the Neighborhood Improvement Program. And those of you who aren't familiar with NIP, we're responsible for funding, coordinating, and implementing neighborhood master plans and improvement projects throughout the county. And so as part of that, we regularly fund and implement the Neighborhood Matching Grant, which is why all of you are here tonight, to learn a little bit more about that. So we're going to be going through an overview of the Neighborhood Matching Grant, talking about what it is, what you need, and how you submit and turn in your applications. And so we do ask that if you have any questions, you hold them at the end. So we're going to be taking all the questions at the end. So just in terms of making sure that we address all the questions at the same time, and we keep the presentation running smoothly, especially with Zoom. We will be recording tonight's presentation. So if you know someone that was planning to attend and was not able to make it, we will be recording this, and we will be posting it on the Neighborhood Matching Grants webpage. So in case there is some information that you thought you had, or it's something that you saw that you couldn't quite remember, you'll be able to go back and either listen to this presentation or view the presentation itself on the Neighborhood Matching Grant webpage. So tonight with me, I have Ms. Essence Holmes and Ms. Cheryl Johnson, our neighborhood coordinators, and they're going to be taking you through the presentation. Like I said, going over the various elements of the matching grant and providing you all the details and information that you need. So with that, welcome, and I will be handing it over to Ms. Essence Holmes to start us off.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Essence Holmes, the neighborhood coordinator, and I will start off by explaining what the neighborhood matching grant is. The Neighborhood Matching Grant is a grant that provides neighborhood organizations funds to improve their neighborhood by neighborhood projects. Neighborhood organizations and associations must provide a match for the awarded grant amount, and a match is equal to volunteer hours, charitable donations, or other grants. And we will provide more details on matches later on. Project categories. Neighborhood projects must fulfill one or more of these four categories: organizational development, recreational initiatives, public safety improvements, or educational opportunities. And below are examples of each. What kinds of projects are eligible? Eligible projects are projects that benefit everyone in your organization. This could be a neighborhood website or National Night Out. Ineligible projects are projects that only benefit one person or involve reoccurring maintenance, such as flower or tree plantings in common areas or printing on a personal computer. Who can apply? Eligible applicants include neighborhood organizations in Richland County or City of Columbia. Ineligible applicants would be individuals or non-neighborhood groups, such as religious organizations or public agencies, but neighborhood organizations can partner with these groups for your projects. So for example, if you host a National Night Out, you can partner with a church to host that. Application checklist. Here's what you need to submit your application. You need one completed and signed application, a copy of your neighborhood bylaws, the official vendor quotes for each project, and the quotes must be no older than 30 days, an in-kind donation letter, if applicable, IRS W-9 form, and a copy of your neighborhood's most recent bank statement. Please keep a copy of the entire application and documents for your records, because you never know what could happen. So it's always important just to keep a copy for your sake. Now I'm going to transition to Cheryl, our neighbor coordinator, and she will explain to you the process.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Cheryl, and I would like to explain the process as we go along with the Neighborhood Matching Grant. The first thing you want to do is you want to think about your project and what you plan to do, and always have a backup. Your second step is to complete and submit the application by the deadline date. The deadline date is February the 5th, 2021. Application review by grant committee and decision made by county council. The next step is we will send out a award letter, and that's usually July 15th, and that'll be July 15th of 2021. If you are awarded, you want to complete and submit your forms. One of the forms, the first form that you need to submit would be your check request form. And you need to allow 30 days for processing. You're gonna sign your agreement form and pick up the check and start your project. After your project is completed, you wanna submit your completed documentation, which includes receipts, expenditure forms, volunteer hours, and proof of the project. So I want to give you some important dates to remember. Application opened December 1st, 2020. Our workshop is being held today, which is December 10th. We will have a phone training sessions beginning on January 5th through the 28th, 2021, and they will only be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays, the training is from 10 to 12 noon. On Thursdays, it will be from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Application closes February 5th, 2021 at 5 p.m. I'm going to say that again. Application closes February the 5th at 5 p.m. 2021. On February 6th through March 1st, we'll start the committee review, reviewing all the applications that we received. The final approval and review will be done in June 2021. Award notification is July 15th, 2021. And we also will be sending out the check requests if you are awarded starting July 15th. And also, your check request form is due to us between your notification and June 30th, 2022. Last day to request your reimbursement check for your projects and also to submit your final completion of your project and forms is June 30th, 2022. Okay, I'm going to tell you about the three types of matches. The first match is called an in-kind donation. That's any donation that's made toward your project, any type of professional services, for example, as a photographer. Another match includes your volunteer hours. Each volunteer hour is equivalent to $10 per each hour. And the last one is a cash match, which that includes neighborhood funding or a grant from another source. The grant limit for the projects, whether it's one project or whether it's a total of four projects, the total amount is $1,500 that you can be awarded up to. So here are examples of four different projects that you can see that equal to $1,500. Project one, total cost $450. The neighborhood spent $450 in food. They did a match of 45 hours, volunteer hours, which equaled $450. Second project, total cost was $200. The neighborhood spent $100 in food, $100 in supplies. They matched $50 in in-kind donation, 15 volunteer hours, which equivalent to $150. Third project, cost was $300. The match was $50 in in-kind donations, $100 in another grant, and $150 in neighborhood funds. The fourth project total cost was $550. In supplies, the project was $550, and they did a neighborhood fund match of $550. This particular match, remember your match can be either the amount of what you were awarded or over the amount. So in this example, the project total cost was $3,500. The neighborhood was awarded $1,500. Their match was $250 in in-kind donations, $250 in another grant, $1,500 neighborhood funds, and 25 hours of volunteer, which was $250. If you notice, when you add the two, the amount that was awarded, which was $1,500, the match was $2,250. And so when you add those two together, you get $3,500, which is the total amount of money that the project was. The match of the $250, you wouldn't add that because you couldn't actually pay for the project with volunteer hours. It's only a part of the match. How to ensure your projects get approved. You want to make sure you write a clear description of each project. Quality of the project, practical and realistic goals. You want to make sure that that projects that you think of, that it can and it can be completed by June 30th of 2022. Neighborhood participation and contribution. You want to make sure that the project you do, that you're going to have the neighborhood participation in it, and you're going to have help assisting you with the project. Community need for the project. Post-project document. Return to the Neighborhood Improvement Program after completing the project. Expenditure and volunteer hour forms. Proof of the project. This can include pictures, sign-in sheets, or flyers. you want to make sure on your sign-in sheet and on your flyers that you put the Richland County seal on it, and also that the project was funded by Richland County Neighborhood Improvement Program. Some of the forms that you would need to turn in is a expenditure form. What is an expenditure form? An expenditure form is used to record receipts of the project expenses. So right here is an example of the expenditure form. You want to make sure that you put the neighborhood's name, the contact person, address, phone number, and email address. And if possible, we like to make sure that you have someone working along with you. So therefore, if you can't do it, then someone else can. The date of the expenditure, the project that you spent the expenditure on, the description, along with the vendor, and the amount. You want to total it, sign it, and date it. The other form that we will be looking for, and not every neighborhood would need to use this form, but for the ones who do, what are volunteer hours? Volunteer hours are time used toward the beginning of the project until you finish the project, and each hour is equivalent to $10 toward your match. To the left is a sample volunteer form. You want to write in your neighborhood, the project, the name of the project, the date, each individual's name, the date that they worked on the project, what their task was, and the amount of hours that they work. You want to total up the hours. You want to multiply it by $10 and put your total amount. Amended projects. Amended projects are projects that were submitted, accepted, and need changes due to COVID-19 or other unforeseen circumstances. If your project needs changing, please email NIP at richlandcountysc.gov, and we will send you an amended project form. Please submit it as soon as possible for review and allow us 2 weeks for reply. After your application has been reviewed, approved, you will receive an email for further instruction. Right here is myself, Essence, and the email address for the Neighborhood Improvement Program. So if you have any questions along the way, this is our information that you can always contact us, and also you can go to the website down at the bottom of the screen.